Chapter 3. A Journey into the Unknown. Manhattan's steel and glass skyscrapers shrunk in the rearview mirror as Carl Sullivan navigated his trusty Honda Civic onto the North Way. Route 87 unfurled before him like a great asphalt ribbon, leading him northward into the wild embrace of the Adirondack Mountains. As he cruised along, the urban jungle's cacophony gave way to a serene silence, broken only by the hum of the engine and the occasional overhead flight of southward-bound geese. The late September day lent an ethereal beauty to the landscape. The vast deciduous canopies transformed from the vibrant greens of summer to a breathtaking tapestry of reds, golds, and ambers. Each turn in the road presented a new, captivating view, hillsides awash with fiery hues, valleys cradling tranquil, mirror-like lakes, and distant peaks cloaked in the first whispers of autumn's embrace. Carl rolled down the window, letting in a crisp breeze scented with pine and decaying leaves, nature's bittersweet perfume heralding the onset of winter. The vastness of the mountains always had a humbling effect on him, a gentle reminder of nature's supremacy and man's smallness in the grand tapestry of life. As the sun began its descent, casting a warm, golden hue on everything, Carl felt the pangs of hunger. An interstate sign reading "Hope Next Exit" caught his attention. Without hesitation, he decided to pull over, hoping to find a local diner for a quick bite. A few minutes off the highway led him to a charming, somewhat rustic diner named Tammy's Table. The cozy interior, adorned with checkered tablecloths and vintage paraphernalia, immediately welcomed him. As he took a seat by the window, Tammy, the waitress, was a woman in her mid-40s who embodied the archetype of a diner server. Her sun-bleached blonde hair was pulled back tightly into a no-nonsense ponytail, showcasing her weathered features that hinted at stories of long shifts and demanding customers. An apron, stained with faint reminders of past meals, wrapped around her waist. She had a habit of chewing gum rather audibly, snapping and popping it between her words, much to the chagrin of some patrons. However, that quirk, along with her quick wit and sharper tongue, made her a memorable part of the diner experience approached with a pot of coffee in hand. "Evening, hun. What can I get you?" she asked, pouring a steaming cup of freshly brewed black coffee. Carl glanced up, offering a polite smile. "Just the coffee for now, thanks. And you're Tammy, I presume?" The waitress laughed, a light, tinkling sound. "Guilty as charged. You passin' through." "Just on my way to Speculator. Got some work up there," Carl replied, taking a sip of the surprisingly good coffee. Tammy's eyes lit up with recognition. "Ah, Speculator. Lovely little place. You headed there for the Fall Festival of Colors."
"Partly," Carl mused. "Actually, I'm investigating a story for the New York Times. Maybe you've heard of the Triangle."
Tammy's expression shifted slightly, her brows knitting together.
"The Triangle? That old legend?"
Carl leaned forward, intrigued.
"You know of it?"
Tammy hesitated for a moment before replying.
"Well, everyone around these parts has heard some version of it."
"Why do you ask?"
"Just trying to piece together some rumors I've come across," Carl replied nonchalantly.
Tammy leaned in, lowering her voice as if sharing a secret. She stopped chewing her gum and whispered,
"Well, I'm not one to go spreading rumors or nothing, but there was this old fella, Jed, lived a few houses down from me. After his wife croaked, he was in a bad way. Nightmares, they said. Some even whispered it was her ghost haunting him. I believe that. She was a strange one. One day, he up and vanished. Word was, he went searching for the Triangle, hoping it'd bring him peace. If you ask me, I say he was looking to find peace from her."
Carl's eyes widened.
"And did it?"
Tammy looked around before leaning even closer.
"When Jed came back, he wasn't right.
Calmer, and he never spoke about them haunting nightmares no more. He never did say where he went or what he saw, but many believed the Triangle had given him the peace he was looking for."
Carl was silent, absorbing Tammy's words. Thank you, he finally said, genuinely grateful. That gives me a little something to think about. Tammy gave a small smile and resumed grazing on her wintergreen chewing gum. Just passing on what I know. Now, how about some pie to go with that coffee? After a hearty dinner and a slice of the best blueberry pie he'd ever tasted, Carl continued on his journey. As darkness settled and the north way stretched on, the stories and legends he'd heard played in his mind, intertwining with the shadows of the passing trees. By the time he arrived in Speculator, the quaint town was bathed in the soft glow of old-fashioned streetlights. Pulling up to a charming inn named Mountain's Whisper, Carl quickly checked in, fatigue weighing on his shoulders. The innkeeper, a spry older man with a shock of white hair, handed him the keys. Room 12, upstairs to your right. Thank you. Carl nodded, pausing. Could I get a wake-up call at 7? Of course, the innkeeper replied, jotting it down. Early start to your day? Carl smiled faintly. There's a lot to uncover. The innkeeper's eyes held a glint of understanding. Speculator has its secrets, Mr. Sullivan. Sleep well. With that, Carl ascended the stairs, the day's travels and tales swirling in his mind, setting the stage for the mysteries he'd soon unravel. In the dimly lit room of Mountain's Whisper Inn, the steady ticking of the groaning heater struggling to keep up with the chilling mountain air juxtaposed the rhythmic breathing of Carl Sullivan. The bed's soft mattress enveloped him, and he thought comfy, yet sleep was proving elusive. With every blink, the memories of a day long past threatened to resurface, but fatigue eventually won, and he drifted into a deep sleep. A hauntingly familiar scene unfolded. The backdrop was Manhattan, its glass skyscrapers gleaming under the setting sun, the streets teeming with life. Laughter rang out as Carl walked hand in hand with Diane, his fiancée. Her thin red hair danced in the breeze, her blue eyes sparkling with mirth. They shared plans for the future, of dream homes and adventures yet to come. Their world seemed full of endless possibilities. But then, the dream shifted. A faint siren began to wail in the distance, not an uncommon background noise in the city worthy of shifting attention. Their chatter and laughter were drowned out by the rapidly increasing noise of a police chase. The siren grew louder, more insistent, accompanied by the screech of tires and a cacophony of horns. Carl turned to warn Diane, but time seemed to slow. A fleeing vehicle, escaping from an unseen police cruiser, hurtled in their direction. It jumped the curb, metal gleaming ominously as it bore down on them. Carl could only watch in horror, paralyzed, as the car missed him by mere inches but crashed into Diane, tossing her into the air. The impact, the chaos, the screams, they were all deafening. But nothing was as loud as the silence that followed. Manhattan, the city that never slept, seemed to come to a sudden, shocking standstill. Carl's dream self cradled Diane in his arms, her eyes vacant, her once vibrant life extinguished in an instant. His voice hoarse from screaming, tears streaming down his face, he felt a wrenching pain tearing at his very soul. Suddenly, the scene evaporated, and Carl jolted awake, heart racing. The old relic of a radio alarm clock on the nightstand mocked him with its mechanical digits. 3:18 a.m. The vivid nature of the dream left him breathless, a sheen of sweat covering his forehead. 3 years had passed since that fateful day, but the pain remained as fresh as if it were yesterday. The haunting memories refused to fade, replaying in the most unexpected of times. Carl gulped down a mouthful of air, trying to dispel the feeling of anguish threatening to engulf him. The room, though unfamiliar, offered a brief solace from the torment of the recurring nightmare. He took a moment to steady himself, the weight of grief pressing heavily upon his chest. A fleeting thought crossed his mind. The triangle. The stories he'd heard along the way of peace, of relief from haunting memories. Could it offer him relief? Could it grant him a reprieve from this endless torment? The allure was undeniable. For a moment, he was tempted. Tempted to seek out this mysterious place, not just for his story, but for himself. But with a sigh, he dismissed the thought. Journalistic integrity had always been his guiding principle, and he couldn't allow personal desires to cloud his investigation. Hoping to distract himself, Carl fumbled for his notebook, intending to jot down thoughts for the upcoming day. But exhaustion overcame him once more, and his eyes grew heavy. The notebook slipped from his fingers as he was once again enveloped in sleep.